This is a dictation for patient call letter Taylor, Colettayloor. The patient is here. Date of service is 4/1/2025. Date of birth 11/10/1961. Date of accident is 2/17/2023. This visit is a follow-up visit for a continuation of our injury suffered from an accident in automobile. And as a driver, she was hit into cars back and forth. 25 car pileup happened on an icy road on a freeway exit. Patient has complaints of ongoing pain in the neck, lower back, and the left shoulder to the tune of 10. With difficulty in lifting the arm beyond 90 degrees. Numbness and tingling of all the five fingers is reported. Numbness is more focused on the left side than the right. Similarly, in the lower back, pain is shooting down to both the legs posteriorly up to the ankle in a S1, S2 dermatome fashion. She has seen Dr. Carr as a spine surgeon. She also saw Dr. Redden, and she has had 3 IME reports, which we do not have. They are being, all of these records are being requested, released. Currently, her pain is 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. ADLs are affected. 10, no, 10% release is reported by the patient. Kindly review the records for the ADLs. And also for system review for additional issues. Substance abuse in a compliance plan. Physical examination, blood pressure is 158/92, pulse 96, pulse ox is 99%. Rest of the exam will remain the same from previous visit dated 2/20/2025, dictation number 0924-008. Plan is to provide patient an injection of the left shoulder intra-articular supraspinatus injection, infraspinatus injection. Physical therapy continues for the neck, lower back, and for the left shoulder. And SI joint, especially the left SI joint, laser treatment has been discussed with the patient. He remains off work, house replacement, and transportation. He's provided with Percocet 10/325, one pill a day, 30-day supply, 30 days. The patient is also provided a Dendrosin lotion for topical pain relief, Flexeril 10 milligram twice a day for muscle relaxation, gabapentin 600 mg twice a day for nerve pain, Celebrex 200 mg twice a day for, no, once a day for anti-inflammatory, Elavil 50 mg at night for GAD disorder and pain relief, and Pralisec 20 mg twice a day for stomach pain. Our drug screen has been obtained and reviewed, and she is also provided with Flexeril as such to provide some more relaxation, and other than that, patient is stable. She'll be seen in 30 days' time. Thank you. The patient underwent a procedure today. Her name, Colette Taylor, date of birth 11/10/1961, date of service 4/1/2025. The patient underwent a intra-articular injection of the left shoulder based on the MRI finding, and also supraspinatus infraspinatus tendon injection and biceps injection. Based on the MRI finding that described, that the patient has injury to the labrum and there is a fluid in the shoulder joint, as well as there is a damage to the supraspinatus tendon, partial rupture, and tendinitis of the infraspinatus and biceps tendinitis. The procedures were done according to protocol. 5 cc injection of dexamethasone morphine was injected to left shoulder, and 3 cc each to the each tendon, supraspinatus, infraspinatus, and also biceps tendon. The patient tolerated the procedure very well, and the needle was withdrawn completely. Thank you.